Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week for our Heartbeat, we are talking about resting in God. And boy, sometimes don't you just feel like you need a rest?
Yes, and I think it's great after the resurrection that we've just been celebrating, really.
Mm.
It's knowing who we are in Christ.
Mm.
And I think we forget. Life just happens. And it's not that we mean to. It just, you know, we get busy in life.
Mm.
Or I think when life is going well, it's funny, when life is going well, we sometimes then don't concentrate on God as much because we're doing okay.
Mm. And we can we hold get it self-sufficient. All together. Yeah.
When life is not going well, we turn to God, but then if it's not going well too long, then we can actually then get turned to our feelings and be low in our spirit. And we still talk to God, but we don't then say rest in Him until the Holy Spirit tells us, pull your head in. Yeah. What are you doing? what did the Holy Spirit say to you?
Yeah. Or just simply, hey, Em, rest in me. I'm here.
That's like, right.
Like a reminder. I'm here.
That's right.
Come rest in me. Yeah. Well, because those words resting in God, you know, sometimes you can be like, but how do I do that? You know, like it feels like a weird thing to say.
I guess it's a peace.
Yeah. Like if, and so therefore, if I thought of physical rest, what would I do? I'd sit down.
Hop in a hammock.
Yeah. I'd feel peaceful. There'd be no burden. I just get a bit of relief, you know, and God wants us to do that in Him, meaning Him being present in our life and reminding ourselves, like you were just saying, because we are people of the resurrection, reminding us that we don't have to live burdened and weighed down.
No.
We can, and it's this internal peace. But the two things that I shared, though, I think are so true in terms of, like, we need to make a deliberate, active decision to do it, and then we need to let go of what it is
that's causing the unrest.
Yeah.
Because if you said rest in me, there must have been unrest.
Yeah, good point. Yep.
So what was the unrest?
Mm.
Were you worrying about something? Were you too hectic and busy in your life?
That I think I was just busy. Like for me, when I felt like God say this, it was like, Emma, you're running from one thing to the next and the next and the next.
Yeah, okay. So that's the unrest.
Yeah.
Because there's different unrest, isn't there?
Mm.
Could be unrest because emotionally you're just not doing, you're up and down, up and down, up and down. It could be like, you're putting too much on your plate. Unrest because sometimes people then can be too little on their plate and they're a bit bored and they're a bit restless.
Yeah, that's true. You're not taking enough on.
No.
Like you're being, and God wants us to be people who work.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean paid employment, but work hard at what we have to do.
But maybe we don't have a purpose. We lack a purpose.
Mm.
So we're a bit restless.
Mm.
We don't quite know, what we're doing, what we should be doing.
Mm.
Whereas resting in Him, He gives us the wisdom and the peace and the strength and the courage and the all of that that comes from that.
Mm.
And I had the image of us lying in a hammock and it's just slowly moving in the breeze and we're content.
Mm.
So we're not restless. We're resting in Him. We're content in Him.
But it's interesting that it takes at times this active decision to be like, okay, I'm holding on to too much. I'm going to give it away. But then almost at the same time, like reminding ourselves, we don't have to put in the effort. God just wants to take those burdens. Like sometimes I think feel like if we're going to say an active decision to trust in God, we can think to ourselves, oh, it's another thing that I have to like.
But it's not another thing you have to do.
Yeah.
It's actually a thing that you let go.
Yes, I know. But I think that can be difficult for some people to do.
Yes.
Because I think the letting go can be the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of just like releasing the control.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I think we also need to remind ourselves that we've got the Holy Spirit that continues to prompt us, which was the Holy Spirit saying to me, hey, I'm here, rest in me. And then I think the Psalms that I shared, it's just amazing when you actually look for the word rest, how many times you actually
comes up,
find it in the Bible. I could have probably shared many other verses of just how when we rest in God, there was like a few things that came to my mind was, or that I saw, was resting in God gives you that peace, and also resting in God reminding us that who God is, like just how amazing he is, that we, like one of the Psalms says that we rest in the Almighty. Yeah, it's just a beautiful image. So this week I thought that the weekly challenge can be for either one, or would be different for each of us, is either making that active decision to God, I'm going to deliberately trust in you, and then for some of us it might be the letting go of control and being able to rest in him. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.